welcome once again to our program, Everyday English. In the last two programs, we've looked at must as an expression of necessity and obligation, and its negative forms, must not and don't need to. There are alternative expressions for I don't need to and I must not. Both are possible reactions to the form
I must,
an expression of obligation and necessity in the affirmative. The negative expression
I don't need to
means
there is no necessity or obligation for me to do something or take a course of action.
By contrast, the negative expression
I must not
means
there is an obligation or necessity for me not to do something or take a course of action.
I'd like us to note that in place of the expression
I do not need to,
one can say any of the following without a change of meaning.
I don't need to.
I need not.
I needn't.
All these express the notion absence of obligation or necessity to do something. They are all shortened forms of the word need followed by not. Another expression which can be used for do not need to is
do not have to. I do not have to.
Which of course may be contracted to
don't have to. I don't have to.
Now just listen to this again. The expressions mean the same thing.
I do not need to. He doesn't need to.
I need not. I needn't. He needn't. She need not. He doesn't have to. I don't have to.
Now let's go back to some of the situations we met in earlier lessons and employ these alternative expressions. You are still here, Kofi. I thought you had an urgent phone call to visit a relation or friend who was ill in hospital.
Yes, I did.
I heard you say, I must go to see her. It must have been an urgent necessity, almost an obligation.
It was, sir.
He didn't need to go.
Oh, he didn't?
A message came through that she had recovered.
Happily for me and for her family. So I didn't have to rush. I thought I could later go to see her and her family.
I'm glad you didn't have to. All the expressions containing need and have in their negative forms mean the same thing. They express the notion that there is no obligation or necessity for something or for someone to do something. Now, a word about need. This is a verb which wears two hats. It can wear the hat of a full normal verb, exemplified in sentences like the following.
I do not need your advice.
I have never needed his advice.
I may need your help next season.
Needing an enemy's help can be tricky and challenging.
In all such sentences, the verb need behaves like any other verb. It means be in want of something, want something, feel the lack of something because your urge for it is sometimes compulsive.
So that in its behavior, it is like the verb lack
and want.
Yes, but not just the meaning that is at issue. It behaves like break, sing, kick, and has all the verb forms.
And this is what you call a full English verb, as opposed to a partial verb?
No, as opposed to an auxiliary verb.
An auxiliary verb like can, shall, and is.
Yes, we say,
no, I can't.
So we say,
no, I needn't.
If need is used as an auxiliary, but not as a full verb.
No, I needn't.
And just as we say,
yes, I can do it. I shall do it.
So do we say,
yes, I need do it.
And if we say he can do it, then we should say,
he need do it.
He need come and see me.
And not,
he needs do it.
No. No.
He needs come and see me.
Remember that both full verb need and auxiliary need are used in the expression of negation of necessity and obligation. Now, there are alternatives to I must in the expression of negation or negative obligation. They include
I don't have to
and
I shouldn't.
I don't have to. I shouldn't. These mean differently. Remember, however, that I don't have to means the same as
I do not need to
and
I need not to.
That's all for now, listeners. Have a good day and goodbye.